The most historically inaccurate movies, too. Memoirs of a Geisha. The geisha coming of age was really more of a makeover, where she changed her hairstyle and clothes. It didn't involve her getting intimate with a client. In the climactic scene where Sayuri wows Gion patrons with her dancing prowess, her routine, which involves some platform shoes, fake snow, and a strobe light, seems more like a Studio 54 drag show than anything in pre-war Kyoto. Braveheart. Let's forget the fact that kilts weren't born in Scotland until about 300 years after William Wallace's day, and just do some simple math. According to the movie, Wallace's blue-eyed charm at the Battle of Falkirk was so overpowering, he seduced King Edward II's wife, Isabella of France, and the result of their affair was Edward III. But according to the history books, Isabella was 3 years old at the time of Falkirk, and Edward III was born 7 years after Wallace died. Elizabeth, the Golden Age. In 1585, when the movie takes place, Queen Elizabeth was 52 years old. Cate Blanchett was 36 when she shot the film, and was not being courted by suitors like Yvonne the Terrible, who was dead by then. And though the movie has her rallying the troops at Tilbury, astride a white steed in full armor with a sword, in fact she rode side saddle, carrying a baton. She was more of a regal majorette than Joan of Arc. The Patriot. Revolutionary War figure Frances Marion, the Swamp Fox, was the basis for Mel Gibson's character, but he wasn't the forward-thinking family man they show in the flick. He was a slave owner who didn't get married to his cousin until after the war was over. Historians also say that he actively persecuted and murdered native Cherokees. Plus, the thrilling battle of Guilford Courthouse where he vanquishes his British enemy? In reality, the Americans lost that one. 2001, A Space Odyssey. According to this film, in the year 2001, we would have had manned voyages to Jupiter, a battle of wits with a sentient computer, and a quantum leap in human evolution. Instead, we got the Mir space station falling from the sky, Windows XP, and Freddy got fingered. Apparently, the lesson here is that sometimes it's better when the movies get the facts all wrong.